Today's guest is Katie King, Brisbane-based regional nutritionalist, metabolic balance coach, and founder of the Balanced Nutritionist Clinic. With nearly a decade of experience helping hundreds of clients, from busy parents to athletes, Katie is known for cutting through the noise with honest, no-nonsense nutrition advice. She's pro-you, not pro-perfection. If you're ready to find out what actually works for your body, you're going to love this conversation. Welcome, Katie.
Hi, Rosemary. Nice to speak to you again.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. So tell us, so many of us have tried every single thing in the world and it hasn't worked. Tell us what we can do from your perspective that hopefully will make it work.
Absolutely. So I can't believe we're in March now. Like, the year is just marching ahead. And of course, everybody sort of starts the year with the best intentions, and often they want to go on a little bit of a health kick. Mm-hmm. And they kind of get to this point and they think, oh, that's it. Like, I've tried everything. I just give up. So I think one of the things that people often neglect to try or neglect to do is start by working on their mindset mm-hmm. around food instead of just thinking about the physical aspect of eating.
Yep. And I think we've all been a little bit guilty of that, Katie.
Yeah. So it's about maybe looking at a different way of thinking and different thought patterns. So first of all, when we think about a diet or starting a diet, which so many people kick off the year doing, automatically, like, in reality, the word diet just means the way somebody eats. But because of society and the way we've framed up diets, when we hear that word, we automatically think, oh, it's going to be hard. Mm. Oh, I'm depriving myself. Oh, I'm going to eat food maybe that, you know, might not be that tasty. And it also implies that it's temporary. So, okay. mm-hmm. you know, the first thing to reframe is, like, are you really wanting to do another diet? Because if you do another diet, you're kind of implying that it is only going to be temporary. And if it's only going to be temporary, the results are only going to be temporary as well. So we need to reframe and consider a new way of looking at any kind of health kick.
Yeah.
So it needs to be perhaps something that resonates with the person, and it's going to depend on maybe their age and their values. But for example, for somebody who's, you know, in the age bracket of, say, maybe 60 to 70, it might be about, you know, I want to change the way I eat so that I can keep up with my grandchildren. Yeah, and then for somebody who's maybe a bit closer to my stage of life where they might have young children, it might be more, I need to stay healthy so that, you know, I can run around after my kids and I can keep up with, you know, their busy life now that they're, you know, walking and running and going to school and that sort of thing. So reframing it to become more of a lifestyle thing is really, really important.
Yeah. And yeah. if we make it into something that isn't painful, because we see diets as that way. Yeah, let's just go with the flow and make it a pleasant situation.
Exactly. And I think when you think of it like that, it becomes a lot easier, because when we're thinking about a diet, it becomes this concept of you're either on it or you're off it and there's no in between.
Mm.
Whereas, you know, if you want to make something that lasts, you know, you should be able to allow for life to happen. You know, you should be able to still participate in celebrations and, you know, meet yourself halfway, I suppose, and still enjoy food.
Mm.
So, you know, it also, in the same way as we want to think about food differently or think about our approach to health, we also, alongside that, probably need to think about the way we measure our results differently as well.
Okay.
So
I was just thinking, I think when a person goes on a diet, they spend about 20 hours thinking about food, Katie, because you know, it's one of the things that we love, of course, but if you're going to restrict yourself, I think you tend to spend more time thinking about it than you would if you weren't restricting yourself, if you didn't have it in that diet sort of category.
Yeah, because when you restrict, it's like, oh my goodness, I can never have that. Whereas if you just think of it as a lifestyle and go, well, actually, I'm going to have a bit of that today. It loses its, you know, it loses its appeal a little bit, and it doesn't become like, you know, so much of an act of desperation, I suppose. Yeah, and I think on that, like while we're on this particular trajectory, we can come back to the results and measuring results in a moment, but that just made me remember that, you know, often the advice that I give to my clients when we're, you know, we're moving past that whole, okay, so, you know, you've reached your goal, you know, you feel, you've reached a place where you feel good and you feel healthy and you feel comfortable in your own skin. We talk about finding that balance, and I'll often say to them, look, it's not about saying no. It's not about not participating. Everybody likes to have chocolate and cake and ice cream and a glass of wine from time to time, but it's about recognizing how you feel now and what is the limit. So if you're going to have those things, how do they make you feel? And how much can you have? Is it, you know, that you have one or two cubes of chocolate after dinner, and that's a really lovely indulgence, but it doesn't make you feel sick, and it doesn't make you feel awful the next day? So it's always about, it always comes back to how does food make us feel, and that's a really respectful way of thinking about food.
It is. I think a little bit can go a long way. If you just keep saying no, 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 the urge becomes greater, doesn't it?
Yeah, and a little bit is so much more enjoyable than a lot. I mean, we look at alcohol, right? Like a glass of wine is really enjoyable, but a bottle of wine is going to be an awful hangover the next day. So what's fun about that?
No, let's not do that, Katie. You've got some, I think you're saying a little bit about be mindful of other people's language as well. That's pretty important too.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like I've been noticing this more and more because I've got young children and I want them to grow up being healthy but also just having a healthy relationship with food. And I think we need to be mindful of the way that we talk when it comes to food. So, for example, remembering that just because somebody is saying no to having a piece of cake, or perhaps they're having, you know, a steak and salad at a barbecue instead of, I don't know, a steak and three helpings of potato bake or something. Sometimes the automatic, you know, a lot of people jump on that. It's like, oh, are you on a diet? Or, you know, are you on a health kick? And it actually comes back to realizing, like, you can eat salad and not be on a diet. Like, we should all be eating these sorts of foods, you know? Like, it should be a part of any diet, any meal, exactly. So just being mindful of that language. And if somebody does say that to you, you know, well, no, I'm not on a diet. Like, I just, this food makes me feel good. And this is actually what I felt like eating, because I love having a piece of cake, but I don't always do it. Like, sometimes if I just don't feel like it, I'm not going to say yes just because it's there. And that's just my body saying, oh, yeah, it looks good, but I just don't feel like it right now. I could say the same thing about broccoli and say, well, you know, I just don't feel like it right now. I might have carrots and peas instead. You know, we read a lot into these. We read a lot into what everybody else is doing, and that doesn't help either. Like, there's so much food noise around at the moment.
And Katie, that food noise has been around for absolutely ever, but I think we're getting a little bit more aware of it, aren't we? So let's not judge or be judged, hey?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Good way of putting it.
Yeah. Are there any other little tips that you can give us before I let you go, Katie?
I think just coming back to making sure that you're not measuring your results purely based on a number on the scales that stares back at you. A lot of people rely on weight as a measure of their health, but unfortunately as a measure of their self-worth as well. And it's just a number. You know, we're all different heights. We're all different bone structures. You can still be getting results and not necessarily seeing the scales go down. I always say to people, if weighing yourself makes you feel or dictates your mood for the day, then please don't do it.
Exactly.
So instead, focus on how am I feeling? How is my how is my vitality? Am I jumping out of bed? Even looking in the mirror and noticing things like my eyes look clearer, my skin looks better, all of those sorts of things are far more important than, you know, some number on a scale that probably isn't accurate because today your hormones are different and tomorrow it's going to be more humid and you drank less water and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So that would probably be my last little point, on this topic.
And a very good point at that to leave it on, Katie. Look, thanks for joining us today. And this conversation, if it has shifted the way that somebody's thinking about food and or their body, make sure you're following Katie's work over the Balanced Nutritionalist. We've got this little bit here on podcast, but this is just the beginning of it. And seek somebody that can sort of push you in the right direction because, Katie, sometimes it's just a little nudge, isn't it, to get you going in the right direction and then off you go. Life's a breeze.
Absolutely.
As I said, Katie, thanks very much for joining us today. Really appreciate your time. And listeners, if you love this episode, check out Katie's earlier podcasts on 1015fm.com.au and share it with somebody who needs to hear it. And we'll look forward to catching up with you next time.